This is Jazz Made in Australia, a programme of all Australian music brought to you by the Community Radio Network. Our usual presenter on Jazz Made in Australia, Paula Langlands, is taking a break for a couple of weeks, so I'll be your host for this week and the next one. My name is Mick Padden. The format for the show will be exactly the same as usual, which is we're going to hear some of the very best of Australian jazz. Now, it happens to be the time of the year when we can enjoy two of the great events in the jazz calendar here in Australia, the award of the Friedman Jazz Fellowship and the annual Sydney International Women's Jazz Festival. They're going to provide the focus of the music in this week's show. We're going to start with the Sydney International Women's Jazz Festival, which is on between the 8th and the 18th of November, a 10-day stint rather. And we're going to hear first from the person opening the International Jazz Festival. Like several of the musicians, she's actually an Australian musician born in Australia who's made her name and made her career internationally, in this case in the United States. And I'm talking about trumpeter and flugelhorn player, and I hope I pronounce her name correctly, Nadji Nordhus. Born in Sydney, educated in Melbourne in Victoria, and these days resident, I think, in New York. She has a very distinctive sound, and as I've mentioned, opened the International Jazz Festival this year. We're going to hear a track from her, performing with her collaborator, James Shipp, a vibraphone player. It's a track called Mercy Dance, from their CD, Indigo. That's Nudgy Nudhus with James Shipp with the track Mercy Dance from the album Indigo. Also performing at the International Jazz Festival in Sydney this year is another Australian who's made her home in the United States, and that's saxophonist Angela Davis. We're going to hear a track from her album Lady Luck. In fact, we're going to hear the title track from her album, which was released in 2015 and was shortlisted for several Australian Jazz Awards. Let's listen to Angela Davis. That's saxophonist Angela Davis with the title track from her 2015 album Lady Luck. Angela, of course, another performer at the Sydney International Women's Jazz Festival. Now, sharing the bill with Angela Davis at the festival is a duo who call themselves Sum of Two Parts. That's S-O-M-E, Sum. Sum of Two Parts. It's a collaboration between saxophonist Loretta Palmiro, here playing soprano saxophone, and pianist and composer Mark Isaacs. They play all original compositions, and I believe they're all improvisations, actually put together at the time of the collaboration, at the time the music is being made. We're going to hear the product of one of their improvisation collaborations. It's called Participation. Thank you. So that's pianist Mark Isaacs playing with the soprano saxophonist Loretta Palmiro, a piece they call Participation, not actually available on CD or in a recorded form, though you can find it on SoundCloud. Playing together, they call themselves Sum of Two Parts, S-O-M-E, Sum. We're going to hear next from a group which indicates the breadth of the types of music which are actually played at the International Women's Jazz Festival in Sydney. We're going to hear from a quintet led by Zella Margosian. Now, Zella Margosian was born in Beirut. These days she lives in Sydney. Zella's music combines Armenian traditional music with jazz. So enjoy this piece called Alek, A-L-L-E-Q.
Thank you.
That's the music of the Zella Margosian Quintet with their piece Alec, as I said, A-L-L-E-Q. It's a live recording, I don't think available on CD. Now, one of the things about the International Women's Jazz Festival is it gives a chance to hear great Australian performers alongside international artists. One of those Australian artists is pianist Andrea Keller. She's playing as part of a group with the German saxophonist Silke Eberhardt. Now, Andrea herself is an extremely well-known pianist, composer and bandleader. She's won 3 ARIA Awards here in Australia. She's won 5 Australian Jazz Bell Awards, as well as being a recipient of the Friedman Fellowship. We're going to hear a track from her album called Travellers. In fact, it's the title track. So here's Travellers from Andrea Keller. That's Andrea Keller playing piano on her CD Travellers, from that CD we've taken the title track itself, called Travellers. Now, another eminent Australian female musician playing with Andrea Keller in the band led by Silke Eberhardt, a German saxophonist, is Sandy Evans. Of course, a wonderful composer, saxophonist in her own right, as well as a multi-award winner, who's devoted a lot of her energies into getting more women into performing jazz here in Australia. We're going to hear a piece which is one of her favourite compositions of mine. It's a piece actually on a CD of Bernie McGann's. The CD is called Playground, and on it you hear duets from Sandy Evans with the great Bernie McGann on a piece called Eulogy for a Friend.
Thank you.
That piece is Eulogy for a Friend, composed by Sandy Evans and performed by her with Bernie McGann on Bernie's CD Playground. Just at the end of last month, the concert took place to determine the final winner this year of the 2017 Friedman Jazz Fellowship. In this annual event, the shortlisted finalists present their music with a selected band of their own choice at the Sydney Opera House. And it's part of an important part of the competition to determine who will have the fellowship for that year. Now, the winner this year was composer, singer and pianist Emma Stevenson. Emma Stevenson was also the most recent recipient of the Jan Rutherford Award, the award given to young female musicians to give them an opportunity to record some of their own music. At the concert for the Friedman Fellowship, Emma Stevenson presented some of the material which she'd actually recorded from her Jan Rutherford Award. We're going to hear a track from that music, which features the voice of Jeanne Slater. It's taken from the CD Where the Rest of the World Begins, and it's a piece called If the Sun Made a Choice.
I heard a young child wondering how the sun rose today. Favorite beats, and everyone helped each other out so nobody
That's the piece If a Son Made a Choice from the CD Where the Rest of the World Begins, performed by pianist Emma Stevenson with the voice of Jeanne Slater. Emma Stevenson has been awarded the Friedman Jazz Fellowship for 2017. One of the other finalists for the Friedman Jazz Award was trumpeter Ellen Kirkwood. Now, Ellen performs in a number of bands, some of which she leads, some of which she performs and composes for. We're going to hear a band that she actually plays in, that it doesn't carry her name. It's a band called Mr. Ott. So here's Ellen Kirkwood playing her trumpet in Mr. Ott with a piece called Single Shot from the CD of the same name. So that's Mr. Ott, the band, containing trumpeter Ellen Kirkwood, with a piece called Single Shot from the album Single Shot. Jazz Made in Australia is produced for the Community Radio Network. It's produced in the studios of Eastside Radio in Sydney. And it's produced and presented by me. My name is Mick Padden.